Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Brian Kroc, and as of last Friday morning, I weighed 514 pounds.
Yeah. How tall are you?
I'm 6 foot six.
Yeah, because you're a tall dude.
I'm very tall, and yeah. I am very overweight.
Have you always been overweight?
I'm not kidding when I tell you this, that the reason, the time when I started to become overweight was when we got video games, and Pepsi went on sale for the summer. And that moment afterwards, I basically stayed inside and drank soda and started to gain the weight. I stopped going outside and being super active. And
were you drinking like 2 liters?
Oh, no, these were cans, like just giant 24 packs of Pepsi.
One can after another.
Yeah, because they were just down in the basement.
Wow.
That's where we played video games, and that's where I drank all the soda. And
how old were you?
Like, I was young, so maybe like 12,
okay.
11,
how old are
like
you
that.
Now?
I am 35. I'll be 36 in a couple months.
So what made you decide to say, all right, I'm going to try this diet out?
All right. So the diet actually is what we're going to be attempting is the Nutritarian diet developed by Dr. Joel Fuhrman.
Mm-hmm.
So I came across this in a very roundabout way.
Mm-hmm.
Randomly, I always will go down the YouTube rabbit hole. I'll just watch video after video after
of
video
course.
And see where I end up.
Uh-huh.
So I was watching a video, and because I work at a podcast network, I was watching Joe Rogan do his podcast, and he was interviewing Kevin Smith.
Okay.
Kevin Smith.
This is post-heart attack.
Yes.
It was a great interview.
Post-heart attack.
Yeah.
He talks about a bunch of things like with his father and like that kind of stuff, but for one of the segments, he's talking about becoming vegan.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about how he read Penn Jillette's book, Presto, How I Made 100 Pounds Disappear and Other Magical Tales.
Yeah.
And because he did that, he read that book, he decided, hey, I'm going to do what Penn Jillette did for the first bit, which is I'm going to eat a mono diet for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Penn Jillette ate potatoes for 2 weeks, so Kevin Smith decided to do potatoes for 2 weeks. So that led me to Penn Jillette, which led me to Ray Cronice, which then led me to Dr. Joel Fuhrman, who's the guy who developed the Nutritarian diet.
And that's the one you decided on. You wanted this one you wanted to give a shot because a podcast you listen to happened to reference something that put you down the rabbit hole of this path.
Yes.
Yeah. So what inspired you? It couldn't have been that story that inspired you to start this weight loss journey, was it?
Partly, yeah.
Yeah? Because of the scare Kevin Smith went through.
Yeah. And it wasn't necessarily the fact that I was afraid. I mean, I have been contemplating my own mortality since I hit 35. But I remember just sort of going through this general bit in my life because, like I said, I've always been heavy. I've always been a big guy. And I kind of just had this thought of, like, I wonder if I could actually change what I'm doing because I'm not an emotional eater.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not addicted to sugar. Like, I barely eat anything that actually has any sugar. And, yeah, I eat carbohydrates and that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I am not... I'm not any of the standard things that most other fat people seem to fall into those... normal categories.
Yeah.
I'm fat because I generally just like to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I love good food, and so I eat because I like the food that I'm actually eating.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to do something different.
Yeah.
And I wanted to find out if I could actually do something completely crazy. And
which is this diet to you.
So, yes. And really part of that is actually Penn Jillette. The guy Ray Cronice, he calls him Cray Ray.
Okay.
And the first thing that he told Penn Jillette to do was the mono diet, and he decided to eat potatoes for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Nothing added, nothing taken away. So you cook the potatoes, no salt, no fat, nothing. So no butter, sour cream, or any of that kind of stuff.
So you just take a raw potato.
Yeah.
A kind you like.
Russet, sweet, UConn Gold Red. Yeah, microwave. Actually, my wife and I, we bought the Potato Express as seen on TV. We bought two of those. Uh-huh. And so you just stick the potatoes in there, seal it up, and microwave it for like 4 minutes, and they generally come out pretty good.
And today is day one of trying this out.
Today is actually day one, and I'm ready to not ever do this ever again.
And you're trying for 2 weeks straight to only eat potatoes or whatever that one thing is.
Yes.
Yeah. That's exciting, though.
It's very interesting.
Does it feel like a drug addict giving up something?
Yes. It really does. Right now, and like I said, I'm in day one.
Yeah.
And they said usually it gets bad around day three or four. And I'm like, if this is normal, like until day three or four, by day three or four, I'm not going to want to exist anymore. Yeah. And so Today, I started eating the potatoes and stuff, and I just started to feel sick, and I didn't like it. And then I ate again, and I felt okay, and I had a little bit of coffee and stuff too, to just kind of do something different.
Yeah.
And so,
you think about
now,
it all
now
the
I'm
time?
Feeling better. Yeah. Like there was a moment a couple hours ago where I honestly felt like forget this, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
Like I'm going and getting a pizza, and I'm just eating that.
What's the longest you've gone without thinking about the diet? Like 5 minutes? Are you thinking about it all the time?
Right now, kind of, yeah, just because I generally don't feel good.
Yeah.
Like, I know my body, and my body is, like, really craving protein right now.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about meat pretty much constantly.
Yeah.
And so, the potatoes, though, they're filling. They fill up your stomach, so you're not necessarily hungry. But at the same time, I'm still craving something that I'm hungry for. But
right.
I can't satisfy that.
Yeah.
Not right now, at least.
What's your confidence level right now on day one you'll be able to do this for 2 weeks?
Earlier, it was pretty low. But now, it's higher than it was before.
So it's
rising.
And
not to mention, I've got my wife in my corner who is going along with me on this adventure, which is always fun.
Yeah.
But she has been encouraging me. For a moment there, she was also in the same boat of like, forget it, we're not doing this. But then after a while, she was like, I don't want you to die, so we need to do this, and we can make it through this. And I was just like, all right, let's do it.
Well, how long you guys been married for?
We've been married for 6 going on 7 years.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I think we're like the same age, and we've been married about the same amount of time.
Yeah.
So when you were younger, you're playing the video games. Do you remember what you weighed when you graduated high school?
Ooh, when I graduated high school, I probably was in the mid to high 300s.
And it continued to grow from there. And you're documenting this. And the reason I'm bringing you in is because in 2 weeks, I want to do a follow-up interview to see how the 2 weeks went.
Yes.
I'm very curious. And I'm going to be right along wanting to know what happens. And you're going to be documenting this as well, your process?
Yeah. So because I work at a podcast network, I already do one podcast called Follow the Sound.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody wants to check it out, it's followthesoundpodcast.com.
Perfect,
I review music and concerts and music history and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But I decided to do one that was specifically just about weight loss.
Yeah.
And the primary reason why I wanted to do that was because, one, I felt it would make me more accountable to it if I've got other people listening to it.
Yeah.
And if they hear, he gained some weight this week or something, then I'll feel worse because then I let those people down. And so that's one of the reasons why I wanted to document it. The other reason is because I ended up looking at different weight loss podcasts and I was thoroughly annoyed at all of them because they're all just super annoying. And it's like these skinny people who are just trying to tell the rest of the fat world, this is all you need to do to lose weight. And I'm just like, no, that's not as easy as it seems.
Yeah.
And fat people out there will agree with me. We think about food differently.
Mm-hmm.
We think about exercise differently. We think about all of that stuff that all of these people are just like, no, I can go out. I can do it. I can achieve this. And, it's like, all you got to do is cut out this one thing. It's like, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, you don't understand.
Oh, yeah.
Like when we cut out that one thing, that's all we focus on.
So it's one of us type of deal.
Yes.
You're going to do this together with a bunch of people. Hopefully they're inspired when they listen to your story.
That would be really nice. And I, so far I've only recorded the first episode before actually starting the diet.
You know, but, like if you're doing a video portion of this, it would be you in a dark room talking about how difficult it's been. Like, they always have those scenes in, like, the documentaries and the television shows. It's always dark, and they got the night vision on, and they're trying to talk about it in the middle of the nights, trying to stop their cravings.
Yeah.
This is not a stereotypical type of thing. This is, like, real. This is gritty, and this is exactly what you're going
and
through.
And this is my story. And so I'm thinking about calling the podcast I'm Losing It.
I love it. That's a great title. That's a very good title.
Hopefully I'll be posting in a few weeks, like the actual first couple of shows. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to make it just a weekly thing of me just talking about whatever it is that I'm going through at that time.
You got to get Penn Jillette you got to talk to him about your journey. He inspired you.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I've been doing a lot of research. My wife read his book, just finished it today, actually.
Yeah.
And I've been reading Joel Fuhrman's books as well, like The End of Dieting, Eat mm-hmm. to Live, and like that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But after these 2 weeks of eating the mono diet, we're then switching over to Dr. Joel Fuhrman's Nutritarian diet,
okay,
which is largely plant-based, basically a vegan diet, mm-hmm. and I hate vegans, so this is going to be even more fun.
So you're not going to be a vegan, but you're going to eat like a vegan.
Yeah, the way Penn Jillette did it or said it was, you know, he's not a vegan, or he eats vegan, but he wears a leather belt.
Yeah.
So I do actually have a leather belt. I am currently wearing it. I do not have any moral qualms about eating animals or any of that kind of stuff. And so I generally can't stand vegans. Like, well, I've watched a ton of YouTube videos because I've been gearing up for this diet.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of these. Like, vegans are just, like, talking about all this stuff, and they've got all their weird little terms for things and, like, you know, oh, we can do this, and it's just the same.
Yeah.
It's just the same as all the meat that you know and love, but, you know, it's not meat.
It's the
and
same.
No, but it's not the same.
No. Mm. Go anywhere. Like, one time I went to Sugar Fire, and I got the Portobello burger, thinking it was a Portobello mushroom on a burger patty. No, it was just a mushroom that was season.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, was I disappointed. I thought I was. So it's not the same at all. You know, the old joke, of course, which is how can you tell if someone's a vegan, which is don't worry, they'll let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be, you know, the annoying guy who's just like, you know, oh, so here's my diet and here's how vastly superior I am to you and your meat eating ways.
Yeah.
No, I'm sticking to the diet just because that's what's recommended by Dr. Yeah. Joel Fuhrman. But you know,
I'm excited to hear your progress. I really am.
I mean, it's like Penn Jillette lost 100 pounds mm-hmm. in 3 months
mm-hmm.
using a very hardcore version of the diet.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that if I can do that in twice that, you know, 6 months, so 100 pounds in like 6 months, I mean, I will be far healthier than what I am right now, and yet I will still have another fat man to lose.
You got it. Ryan, thank you so much for coming on.
No problem.
2 weeks from now, I look forward to hearing your update.
Yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.